Filmmaker Nia DaCosta has spent most of her life in New York City, but when it came time to direct her first feature film, she set her sights on North Dakota, and she says she made sure to put her characters first.
Write what you know is the first thing you learn in film school or about writing, and I think when you write what you know emotionally, you realize that what you feel is felt by a lot of people, and that's actually what connects us. So that's kind of how I came to creating these characters and placing them in a place that I hadn't known about before.
Little Woods, written and directed by DaCosta, is out this Friday. It stars Tessa Thompson as a woman struggling to raise money for her sister's abortion as everything crumbles around her.
We've sent many notices of the foreclosure to your home.
Yeah, I understand. But is there something that we could maybe work out?
I'm sorry. It's been a rough time for a lot of people.
Yeah. And here we are trying to keep the one thing that we have that nobody else is gonna want. Trust me. If you sell the house, you'd pay us to keep it. Can you let us just give you half the money? Please.
The movie is a formidable debut for a filmmaker who's only just getting started. Jordan Peele has already hired DaCosta to helm an upcoming reboot of the horror film Candyman. I sat down with DaCosta and asked her about her blossoming career and why she calls Little Woods a modern Western.
So I think the most fair way of describing the film is probably to call it a drama. But I just really wanted to draw on the Western genre because it's so much about the making of America, but it's also so much about this place in between places, the frontier, where anything is sort of possible, where it's basically lawless in many ways, and also where people have amazing opportunity to create the life that they want for themselves, but they also have a lot of opportunity to fall through the cracks. And that's sort of how I felt about this oil boom area, these towns like Williston and Tioga and Watford City. And also, I really was drawn to the idea of having female leads in a Western space. And I don't know, there were so many things, like even just thinking about how beautiful the West is and how beautiful North Dakota is and the juxtaposition between that and what the people were experiencing. I think that's very much a part of the Western genre as well. So while there aren't any like gunslingers or horses or, you know, crazy shootouts, to me, this felt like a Western drama for a modern age.
I want to switch genres now. You are also directing the horror movie or the remake of the horror movie Candyman.
Oh, it's a spiritual sequel.
Is that what it's called? The spiritual?
That's the official like line, party line.
Nia, I'm going to go with that. I actually think that's fantastic. So the spiritual sequel to Candyman, produced by none other than Jordan Peele. I don't know about you, but horror films kind of freak me out. Were you a horror fan before getting this job?
Oh, yeah. I love horror, and it's because they freak me out.
Okay.
I grew up just like trying to watch as many horror films as possible. Candyman, the original Candyman, is a huge part of my childhood. So many people I know growing up were so terrified by that film. And the more, you know, after the news came out that I was directing it, so many of my friends were like, oh my God, yeah, that movie was so crazy. Oh my goodness. You know, so it's really cool to be able to visit it in this way and to be a part of a really cool team and to be working with Jordan to make this happen.
Last year on The Takeaway, we did a segment around women and horror. And even though a lot of horror movies center around women's trauma, very few of them are actually made by women. Are there any horror movie tropes that you want to correct with this film? Are there any statements that you're looking to make being one of the few, not just women, but women of color in this space?
You know, I will say that I think what I can bring to the table is just a really different perspective. And so what I hope to avoid are sort of the victimization of women in horror films. Sometimes it can be very exploitative, and that's something that I'm not very interested in. I won't go into too many specifics because I'm very fearful that I will spoil something. But I definitely think about it a lot. And I've seen horror films by women that have come out recently that I think are wonderful, like Revenge, for example, that came out last year. So I'm really excited to see more women in the space.
And it's not just in horror films. Across the board, we know that directing jobs for women, and particularly women of color, are very few and far between in any genre. Did you notice when you were coming up through the independent film world any of those discrepancies yourself, that your male counterparts were getting opportunities that you weren't getting?
I will say, the first thing I'll say is that I have had a pretty good time of it. And I know that's because of the work of the many, many women, in particular women of color, who've come before me. But I definitely have felt, you know, for me, it was mostly seeing how much people valued either me as a creator or the work that I was producing. I feel like in indie film and in studio films, women directors get less money to make their films, which in turn means everyone gets paid less, which in turn means you have a harder time making the movie you really want to make. And that's something I definitely experienced, you know, people saying, you know, you have to do it for this budget as opposed to the budget I knew we needed. And that can be really frustrating because that, you know, makes it really hard to do the work and to show what you can really do. Everyone deals with money issues on films. Everyone wants more money and more time. But I think women in particular are definitely valued less and in that way get less money to actually make the things they need to make.
I also want to just go back a second because you said you've had a pretty good go at it. And I actually think that's an important thing to talk about as well as mm-hmm. the challenges, yeah. right? That the successes here that you are experiencing as a director, first and foremost, as a creator, and also, you know, who happens to be a woman and a woman of color. So I wonder mm-hmm. if you could tell us a little bit more about the positives that you've experienced as well.
Oh, for sure. One of the big turning points for me was getting into the Sundance Screenwriters Lab initially, and I did that in 2015, followed by the Directors Lab and many labs after that. And they've been such an amazing support, and they are very much dedicated to voices of filmmakers who usually aren't heard from. So I think that's really important, having the infrastructure inside independent film. And independent film in general is a really wonderful place for women. There are many more women directors working in independent film than studio film. And because of that, you know, I got my start, which is wonderful. But then in the studio space, you know, like if Jordan Peele didn't make Get Out, like I don't know if I'd be making Candyman, you know, I don't know.
Why do you say that? What do you mean by that?
He created a space that was for sort of Black expression and horror, and not just like, oh, the Black guy who gets killed first, but like really a story that's like about Blackness in horror. And that was hugely popular. And then he followed that up with Us, and then he invited me into his world to do Candyman. And so without him, I don't know if there would be the opportunity for that, if that makes sense. Like not just in terms of me personally having been hired, but also just blowing open the space where everyone's like, oh, that was successful, and so let's do more of that, which is frankly how Hollywood works. They don't really care about your feelings, they care about money.
It's a lot of the world that works that way, apparently, yeah. also. But yeah. Also, you know, just having the support of someone like a Jordan Peele, mm-hmm. I'm sure, is giving the sense, at least the sense, that there's starting to be more institutional support for directors who are not white, male, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's going to continue, or is this just a blip in time?
I think it will continue because, frankly, like even if I'm being pandered to, or they're just like, okay, apparently Black people are in, let's get more Black people to make movies, you know, it means that more Black people, more Black women, more people of color, women in general, can actually do the work. And when they do the work and the work's successful, then that just blows open more spaces for more people. So, you know, like Jordan, when he made Get Out, like he was able to make Get Out, and now Jordan is able to bring other people up and to support other people, and he has a very clear mission with Monkey Paw that I think is really wonderful. So people are creating spaces, which is great. And at the very, very top, I think the same people are making decisions, but I think that's also slowly changing as we all rise together.
Nia DaCosta is the writer and director of Little Woods. Thanks so much, Nia.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.